How do you reimagine banking? You look at the way it's been and say, really? Time for something new. Free checking accounts with no minimums or fees and a top-rated, easy-to-use banking app. Welcome to Capital One, or as I like to think of it, banking reimagined. Visit CapitalOne.com/reimagine. What's in your wallet?
Offered by Capital One N.A., member FDIC. Copyright 2015 Capital One.
Blog Talk Radio.
Hi, I'm Jaden Sterling, international best-selling author of the award-winning book, The Alchemy of True Success. And welcome to Soul to Profit Radio, where my guests and I share tips and strategies to help you, the enlightened entrepreneur, take your business to the next level. So make sure you grab paper and pen to write down these amazing tips and strategies that we're going to share with you to help you fill your soul and your wallet. Let's get started. Hello, everyone. Welcome to Soul to Profit Radio. I am your host, Jaden Sterling. Today is Wednesday, October 1st, and I have a fantastic guest for you today. Woohoo! You're going to love this guy. He's awesome. I've had him on the show before, and I heard from a whole bunch of you who said, bring him back, because he was fantastic. He is back on the show with us today for 1 hour. Bill at Tried is with us. He is in the house, and I'll bring him on in a moment. But today, you know, this is really big because this is a huge topic that we're covering, and it's all about astrology. And yes, my friends, it does have an effect on your level of success. The planets, their motion, you know, where they show up in your chart can hugely impact your ability to succeed. It can impact your ability in terms of timing and launching a new business and even expanding your current one. As we know, the planets are constantly in motion, and Bill is going to shed some light on this amazing topic for us today. If you would like a mini reading from him, please call in. You can dial in. We already have quite a few callers in the queue. But dial in to area code 626-231-0306. Again, that phone number is area code 626-231-0306. If you're in the United States, we have a toll-free number for you. That's 877-633-9454. Make sure that you press the number one button on your phone so I know that you have a question for Bill and we'll take your call. A few of you do not have your question mark pressed in the queue, so I will not be picking up your call. That just lets me know that you've called in to listen to the show and you don't have a question for Bill. But again, yes, area code 760, your question mark is there, so you're good to go. So really fun show today. When we do select your line for you to ask your question, please have a topic in mind, you know, either about career or self, you know, whatever it is that you want, just one topic, please. We don't have a lot of time for each caller, but Bill will certainly answer a question about one topic, and he'll need your date, time, and place of birth. So have all that ready, and we also ask for your first name. So there you go. Those are the parameters for the callers today. Again, your first name, one question about career or about yourself, you know, anything that you'd like. Again, just one question. Be very specific. That Bill, that helps Bill with your mini reading. And please give Bill your date and time and place of birth. Eastern Standard Time is preferred. If you can do that, that would be fantastic. So it's my pleasure to introduce you to Bill at Tried. Bill has lived and worked as a professional astrologer in New York City for over 30 years. He is known for his unique integration of the spiritual and the Psychological Dimensions of Astrology. He has a bachelor's degree in anthropology and political science and a master's degree in economics and philosophy. He's developed a practice which combines the metaphysical teachings known as theosophy with the Jungian psychological model of human development. Whew, it's a lot to say. His approach emphasizes personal growth and development through greater self-awareness. He considers astrology to be one of the most ancient methods by which we can more correctly understand our purpose and so more knowingly direct our lives along meaningful pathways. And, you know, the reality is I think that's what life is all about, isn't it? Understanding our purpose and having the ability to direct our lives along meaningful pathways. That's so powerful. In addition to his work in the field of personal development, Bill published a newsletter for top financial analysts that employed his proprietary astrological technique called Astrograph for forecasting stock, commodity, and currency markets in the 80s and 90s. I think that's so cool. But his main focus has always been on personal counseling. So, Bill, welcome to Soul to Profit Radio.
Well, thank you, Jaden. Thank you for having me.
How are you?
I'm doing very well, thank you. I'm having a wonderful time. just looking at the stars and helping people. I mean, I think you say to your guests, you ask them, how did they find their purpose and how do they work their purpose in life? And I guess I sort of stumbled into it and figured out I was here to help people, and there's nothing like that kind of work. And I'm very, very grateful. So I have a good day every day.
That's fantastic. You know, you are someone who had a lot of clarity early on in your life about what you are here to do and what interests you, and you've combined the two to have a really fantastic business and lifestyle. Will you share with our listeners a few things that you found helpful to discover your purpose?
Well, I guess it was curiosity and just wanting to know anything I could get my hands on. I remember spending the childhood, I read the encyclopedia cover to cover and then started over again from A to Z, just kept reading it because I just wanted to know and then explore different sciences and teachings and philosophies. And I was given a great foundation to start in spirituality and religion. I think it's so important to have some pointer in some direction, and then you go from there and explore deeper and wider in your life, given your interests. But I was given a lot of opportunity to keep growing and developing and studying. I didn't know what it was for. I obviously thought at some point it would be put to some use, but I had no idea what the actual instrument of that would be until I came across astrology. I'd always been aware of it, but I never had studied it. But having studied many other systems of interpreting the world, I came to realize as I began to approach this that it was the keystone for all that I'd studied, because it brought together sort of the left side and right side of my brain and spiritual, but also sort of a very scientific way of looking at the world. It knitted it all together, and I realized, oh my goodness, this is what I've been preparing for. it came to me in the action, and I began discovering how it worked. You study very famous individuals, get their autobiographies, look at their life and how it unfolded and compare it to what astrology would say and see how it all matches up. And, of course, you start by looking at your own chart and discovering more about yourself for confirmation. And then I began doing readings for friends. Again, it wasn't a business yet. It was just, hey, look what I can do for you. And I sat down with people and they go, oh my goodness, you should do this. And I go, really? You know, it's sort of like wasn't like, again, the plan. But then I realized, oh my goodness, this is what I'm doing. I'm helping people by telling them about themselves, mostly confirming what they know, but certainly adding to what they know. And it empowers them because they have that greater confidence and wherewithal and a heads up as to what they're faced with in terms of year after year, the energies are changing. And so you both bring to bear what you were given to start with, but you work and develop that further, and you interface that with the living chart we're in. We're always in a chart because the world's moving through space and time and all the planets, and so we're having to adapt to these weather conditions as well. And by working those two together, what we bring to the table and what the table is offering to us, we make something. And to be able to help people understand that, to realize that there is an order to the universe, there is a plan, if you will, which is subject to renovation and innovation and change, but you did come in here with certain set principles and drives and needs, and if you fulfill yourself, well, that's the whole point. You answered the question of your life. What are you here for? And you figure that out. Everything else falls into place. It's just wonderful.
Yeah, so what I heard you say was you were doing astrological readings for people sort of on an informal basis to start, saying, hey, this is what I think
sure,
you
sure.
do. And,
sure, yeah. I had a and day then, job. I was making money at a day job, and I did these things for friends casually. Then it began doing readings at night because it became, people said, hey, you should charge, and I began charging. And then pretty soon I was making more at night than I was making all week long in my day job. So I said, well, gee, I guess I should do this full time. And it became what I did. I mean, by that point I was so passionate about it, so intrigued and enthused about it and kept exploring in it that I obviously was committed to it. But you don't know, will this be a business? I mean, when people said, really, your astrology is your business? of course, my mother would say that. She said, what do you do? It's something that you don't hear every day. And yet, I don't regret it at all. It's like I follow that Joseph Campbell, follow your bliss, is my principle, certainly. And if you do what's joyful and you bring joy and help to others, well, really, getting paid is sort of a bonus. It's really, I don't go to work. I live life.
Love that. You don't go to work. You live life. That's beautiful. So you knew enough that you had this gift and talent, and it was something that is feeding your lifestyle, because for you now it doesn't feel like work anymore. It just feels like, wow, I'm living this incredible life. I can be of service to others, and a business developed from it. Is that right?
Exactly. And also continually learning. It's I know the one thing we're here for, understanding from metaphysics and spirituality, because we're all spirit, is that we're here to grow. And as long as we're growing and learning and solving problems and going to higher levels of understanding and integration with the world around us and all that, then yes, we're here for a good reason, and you feel good about it. And so that sort of infuses itself into your whole life, and you enjoy, every moment, even the challenging ones where you're trying to solve a problem and encountering difficulties, and you catch yourself and realize, no, I sort of made this problem for myself. I have to get out of this problem, and you figure it out. You learn to take more and more responsibility for your life and for what's happening. Obviously, many things we can't control. We look at the world, we throw up our hands nowadays because the world's in a pretty crazy state, as most of us would acknowledge, and yet astrology would speak to that in terms of these larger cycles that we're part of, and that's how we look at it. We're all we're in our own little cosmos, but we're in larger systems of families and neighborhoods and communities and states and nations and the world. And they're all influencing one another. And so you do have free will, but it's limited by your self-knowledge and then limited, of course, by the circumstances that you find yourself in the world, whether you're living in one country or not or in a certain time. So we don't have perfectly free will, but we have conditioned free will. And the one thing we can control with that and determine with that is keeping ourselves mindful about our own development and bringing to bear as much as we can our full potential and keep rising up in terms of our actualization. So it's the more conscious you are, the more free will you have.
I like that. The more conscious you are, the more free will you have. Go
right.
A little deeper with that. What do you mean by that?
Well, again, to the extent that a person is unaware of themselves and their own, let's say, self-limitations or not realizing what their powers or potentials may be, then they stumble through life and life sort of happens to them. It's sort of eventful, but caused by externalities, not by themselves. They're not seeing how they're making it happen. And to the extent you begin to realize how your patterns keep you in a certain pattern, which is fine to some extent, but if you don't like the results you're obtaining, you have to realize you have to break those patterns by developing new understanding and new ways of responding to your world rather than just reacting to things. And so that takes conscious effort. That's what we're here for, to lift ourselves out of unawareness to greater awareness, to becoming fully illumined. And then there, in a sense, that way you break the chain of karma. But most of us have a long way to go to achieve that heightened, greatly heightened state of awareness. But we're all somewhere on that path of illumination and greater self-determination. And yet we're told, of course, that once a person achieves full liberation from karma and action-reaction, that they are an enlightened being like the Buddha or like Christ or Krishna or all many others that we don't know of, that most of those souls, now freed from the human drama that it is, do not continue on and leave us behind. They stand and wait and offer their hand out to us, helping us to also lift ourselves up as inspiration, as guiding influences in our lives. And that's the whole idea, is that we're in this together. You know, this idea of people, you know, competing against one another to climb to the top, but actually in most cases in any endeavor in the world, either in business or in societies and cultures, it's how we work together and combine together that the magic happens, that we cooperate and collaborate and influence one another and stimulate one another, that our collective consciousness and our collective endeavors, respecting the individuals as they make their contribution in that, is where our brilliance really comes through. Like in this country, we came together freely associating, trying to break bonds of old status and hierarchy and class, and try to create these free voluntary associations that built America. This is what de Tocqueville saw was so unique about America, that it was a new model of association that had sprung out of things that were emerging in Europe and other places, but we were this really fresh breath of fresh air. Of course, there's a lot still to be worked out with that, and there's always the struggle between the individual and the collective in terms of how they influence one another. But you see inspirational examples again and again of people standing up for freedom and yet joining together to do so, like what's going on in Hong Kong today and other places, that it lifts your spirit to see the human spirit striving to do and make things better. And that's all we want for ourselves, too. We want that for our families. We want that for our communities. We want that for our country. We want that for the world. And so we're trying to work that out, how to build a better world, yet be fair to one another. And it's a tension. There's no question about that in terms of getting it right. It's certainly a theme that's very important today, let's say, because today the sun's in Libra, which is all about equality and balance and beauty and harmony. But the moon today is in the sign of Capricorn, the sign that there is hierarchy in the world. There is up and down, there's superior and inferior lines of development, and yet we're all supposed to take responsibility and do our part and be fair to one another. We can do and need to be both.
Yeah, thank you for sharing that, because, you know, that's really powerful because, you know, when someone, and I see this a lot in my work too, Bill, where people will have this sort of karmic pattern going on in their life and they want to break it because it's not giving them the results that they want. So they work hard, they raise their consciousness, their awareness increases, the desire is there to make the change, and yet there's something that is either hanging over them or something they can't quite put their finger on that is stopping them or blocking them from getting to the next level. And I think a lot of this has to do with, I'll just put it out there, but I think it does have to do with astrology and the alignment of the planets, particularly how it affects an individual. And so do you find that as well? Like if astrologically the planets aren't in support of someone's breakthrough, how easy is that going to be for them to get through?
Well, yeah, first you'd want to see what they're trying to do and see what their strengths and talents and abilities are in that regard, though certainly within the human form and the human spirit, our potential for growth and value is, in the end, unlimited. But at any one time, it's limited given what we were given to start with, and then how that was affected, modulated by the family and socialization they went through. You could take two twins, let's say, and put them in different, very different settings, socially, culturally. And, of course, the astrology would say, given they have the same a chart, let's say, identically, their development would be very different given what they were given to work with, the materials. But the timing of their life, their highs and lows would hit around the same time because there are times to start a phase of your life, time to pivot, a time to climax in that endeavor. And as long as you get those hit those moments right, you can make the most of it and maximize it. But, of course, the content of those things really comes from where'd you start from. And so we are this curious combination of nature and nurture and of our own willingness to work with that and develop it. And so there are some who shoot far beyond what seems what their origins would have implied or their limitations would be. And there are those who have all these gifts and talents and make nothing of them. I've seen some beautiful charts with some people, and astrology would say, wow, what a gifted person. And they're just sort of rolling along. There's nothing driving or motivating them to sort of do more. They just have a nice ride. And maybe that was what this life was for. It was like a rest or something. And other charts, you see people who have very, very difficult and challenging charts, as you would say, and yet they've taken that energy, harnessed it, and they're using it as an engine for growth and development. They're rising above their limitations. So it's not so easy to say there's a good or bad chart, or even good and bad circumstances. Obviously, when people often see certain terrible things like, oh, my God, I just got fired, I don't have a job, I have no prospects, you think, oh, my God, what now? And astrology might say, yes, this was an unfortunate event, but it might be indicated by certain events, let's say like a Uranus transit that would say, no, this is a door shutting because you no longer could progress along that path. It wasn't right for you as an individual. And so the universe took you out of that equation. Look for the doors opening in your life. That's why this occurred. It wasn't for you to lose something. It was so you could gain. But the person could get so caught up in the loss of the moment, they're not looking for it. And you have to remind them. That's why astrology can say, no, yes, this looks like a loss, but actually a door is opening. Talk to your friends. It may show where in your chart the opportunity is coming from. But there's something there for you. That's why this ended. It didn't end your life. It was the end of a phase. And it's up to you to start the new phase. So what seems like disaster or challenge can be a very much, and usually is, a very great opportunity for people. But sometimes they can't see that, and having someone come from the outside who doesn't know them like an astrologer and tells them exactly who they are and what they're going through, they pick up and they listen. They go, wait a minute. And you say, and this is what you can do with this. They begin to believe in themselves and what they can do. So it gives you that sort of Archimedean point outside of yourself to come in and say, you're okay, this is who you are, this was meant to happen now, and this is what it can be used for. And then the person can get on their way. So in that sense, you can be an instrument as an astrologer or counselor, a career counselor. Many people do this without using astrology, of course, to help people realize that things happen, but you have a choice of how you're going to respond to that thing. And that's the important thing to work with, is not to be reactive, but to look at it consciously.
That's powerful. Yeah, on all levels, look at everything consciously. Take your time, take a deep breath, and then respond, and then get a reading with you so you can see what they can see what's going on in their chart, right?
Just do some good personal self-analysis, look at their strengths, look at what was being frustrated in their life, what wasn't being answered, that I was living part of a life, I was working a job I didn't like or with people I didn't like. Why would I think that's sustainable? That's not healthy. It's not smart. There's so many opportunities out there, and they should love themselves fundamentally and therefore be loving towards themselves and engage in life and work that they love to do and with people they love to be with. It can and should happen. We don't have to give up on that is the message. But of course many people do. And they may then do things to sort of, you know, take the pain away, but they're not addressing the problem.
Yeah, I know when my wife Stacy got a reading with you, she really, one of her biggest takeaways was the timing of everything that you shared with her, you know, when when was the appropriate time for her to step into the next thing that she's going to be doing in the next phase of her life. And that was really helpful. And I think, you know, I think in terms of speaking to timing, like, can we talk a little bit about moon phases? Because, you know, I've often heard, and I read your blog often, and I pick up on these things around timing in terms of starting new things. So we know there's often a void moon. We find there's a new moon, a waxing moon, a waning moon. Can you make sense of all these moons and, you know, when?
Well, of course, you are a Cancer, so you want to talk about the moon, and that's your body. But it is the primal one. I mean, in terms of our understanding of cycles, we understand day and night, and then we understand during the night, often we have this other light up there, and it changes shape. And so that's where the first notion of cycles comes in for astrologers and for the world, is in this cycling of these two bodies around us, we going around the sun and the moon going around us. And it's said that given the moon is this intermediary between us and the rest of the universe, being our satellite, everything gets translated through that, so it sort of distributes the energies for us from the rest of the bodies. And it does this in its motion in relationship to the primal source of energy in this system, which is the sun. And when the sun and moon line up regarding towards us together, the moon and sun, it's said it to be a new moon, and that's when there's no moon in the sky because the moon's between us and the earth. And then it continues to move around the earth. It crosses the path of the earth around the sun, and that's when it's moving from inside to the outside of the realm of Earth to the sun. That's one quarter of the cycle. That's a half moon, the waxing quarter. And then we go to the full moon, when the full moon is fully illuminated. So the moon is outside the Earth on one side, the sun's on the other side, so they're opposed to each other. Then you have the waning square, when the moon crosses back over the Earth's orbit around the sun, and then back to the new moon again in about 28, 29 days. And so many people will time, whether knowingly or not, they'll slip into these cycles of beginning something or coming up with an idea or something like that at a new moon, and then it begins to flesh itself out, and you reach about 7 days later, you would say, okay, I've got to make a choice here to go this way or that way with this activity or project or what have you. And then it reaches a climax in 7 days later at the full moon, and then I go through another adjustment at the last quarter, and then I start over again at the next new moon. And that's every month, basically, a monthly cycle. And many things correspond to these cycles of 7 and 28 days. Many doctors have noted how disease cycling, a person comes ill, and to 3.5 days in, there could be a crisis, and then the 7th day and the 14th day, there's these markers that we are governed by these cycles physiologically as well as spiritually and psychologically. So it radiates on all the levels, physical, emotional, mental, and spiritual. But certainly many people will know that I want to begin something with the energies that are building in. So you plant the crop at a certain time, and Farmer's Almanac is based on these things, and you begin a business on a certain cycle, and you avoid certain things. You would tend to say, as Mercury's about to go retrograde here in a couple of days, that people often say, oh no, Mercury retrograde. But it's meant to be used as a time for reflection and reexamination and rethinking of things. It's the planet that rules mind and thought and communications and networking. And so if you just pay attention a little bit more, listen more carefully, and speak more carefully, you can avoid a lot of the hassles of Mercury retrograde. But it's meant to be used for something rather than just be annoying. But many people avoid starting any major project or business with Mercury retrograde because they'd rather not have all the snafus that might come along with that. And they're right. It's good to avoid it if you can. That, you know, certain other planets in terms of within one's own chart, if you knew where your own chart, you would want to time Jupiter, because Jupiter is the planet of growth and expansion, so that it's in a good position for the beginning of a business or start of an enterprise, and their ways of knowing that and working with that. But certainly the primal indicator for all of us is the moon. If you just know where the moon is day after day, you can sort of pick up the themes of that day. For instance, today the moon's in Capricorn. It'll be in Capricorn again tomorrow. And so Capricornian themes are the themes that the public and people are sort of feeling sub or unconsciously more attuned to, which is about responsibility and duty and hierarchy and your purpose in your life. So it's perfectly clear or perfectly wonderful that we're talking about this today, about your life and your purpose and people asking questions about their life and purpose, because the moon says that's exactly what the topic should be today. So I think we picked a very good day for our talk, given what you wanted to discuss here, because the moon would say, yes, that is the topic of the moment. It is, what's your purpose? What's your responsibility? How you climb the ladder of life.
Excellent, excellent. And for those of you who are just tuning in, you're listening to Soul to Profit Radio. I'm your host, Jaden Sterling, and I'm interviewing Bill Attride. Bill is the astrologer of the stars to the stars, and he is helping us gain clarity around astrology and what is going on in your chart. You can certainly call in for a mini reading. Our phone lines are open at area code 626-231-0306. All we need is your first name, date, and time of birth, especially Eastern Standard Time. We'd like your birth in Eastern Standard Time. And I think that's it. And if a specific question that you have, just one question, please, as we have a lot of callers today. Excellent. So, Bill, let me so what I heard you say was that you'd want to begin something that new with the energy building. So that would be on a new moon. Is that correct?
In most things you're trying to accomplish in building and creating something, you would want to be on a waxing moon. There are certain conditions where a person may want to go with something different because of the nature of what they're doing. If you're deconstructing something, which can happen, mm-hmm. You would use a waning moon, and that happens sometimes for surgeries and medical procedures. If you're trying to, let's say, build tissue in on a medical procedure, like have the tissue take, a waxing moon. But if you're trying to cut out something and that's it, a waning moon. So there's different considerations as to where you want the moon. But for most people's purposes, you want to start projects, start activities under a waxing moon, because the energies are building in there and growing outward, and that's what you want to have for your activity or enterprise. Yes.
Okay, and in terms of setting intentions, when is the best time to set intentions for a successful business endeavor?
Well, if you're looking just at the lunar cycle, right before the new moon, it's said to be the time of the balsamic moon, which is when the sun and moon are coming together but not quite touching one another yet. And that's when you're sort of summing up the previous cycle, harvesting the meaning of that cycle, getting your answers to your hopes and dreams about your future, and can be inspired about the new vision to guide you. So you'd want to be in a contemplative, receptive, meditative state right before the new moon. And as the new moon occurs, and then, you know, like you go to bed, you ask the question, you sleep on it, you wake up, you've got your answer. And that works, or you get guidance. And certainly that would be the right time of the month to do something like that, especially if you're interested in starting a business or beginning a new phase of business. You'd want to time it to right just before and at the new moon, asking for guidance and inspiration. And an answer should come to you from, of course, your own higher self. But it's always there guiding you, and you can always ask for help. But certainly there are times when maybe the connection's a little stronger. Let's put it that way.
Okay, excellent. Thank you for the clarification. So, why don't we take a caller or two? You ready for that?
I am ready.
All right. So we're going to start with our caller who's been holding the longest. The area code is 757. The last four numbers are 1440. And let me click on their line here. Hello, caller. You're on the air. What is your first name, please?
Hi, this is Elaine.
Hi, Elaine. Welcome to Soul to Profit Radio. Do you have? Can you share with us your date and time of birth, please?
Yes, I think it's going to be very appropriate for what Bill has said so far. Date and time of birth, October 2355, 8:15 a.m. Eastern. Hampton, Virginia is the place. And just so you'll know, it's a Libra sun, Capricorn moon, and Scorpio ascendant.
Yes, I see it. Yes, and again, the time of birth should just be what time of birth you have for everybody who's calling in. That's all. It's just date, time, place of birth, and that's fine. Okay, Elaine, what is your question?
There is a new moon and a solar eclipse occurring on my birthday this year, And I want to understand more about what that actually means to me, especially in relation to my spiritual awakening.
Okay, you're talking about the new moon or the full moon that's coming up here?
The new moon on October 23rd, as well as, I think,
okay.
The partial solar eclipse.
It is a partial solar eclipse. It's one of the big ones this year. And again, when we have these events take place twice in a year, new moons and full moons, which are solar or lunar eclipses, they are quite potent. They are quite powerful, and they sort of set in motion things that might last for longer than a typical new moon or full moon might for people. So they have to be aware that it's a longer term phenomena in terms of what they're dealing with. An eclipse of a solar eclipse like this coming up, it will last. The effects sort of spill out over for the next 6 months or so in that person's life, especially in regard to where it takes place in their chart. You're having this take place in your chart, Elaine, in your 12th house. So it certainly indicates there is some release of some very deep meaning and message in your life here coming about at this time. And so there's work to be done in terms of understanding questions about your faith and your dreams and overcoming a fear that this will help to precipitate and help you work with. Again, though you are born at the very end of Libra, this eclipse is taking place at the very beginning of Scorpio. So it's just outside your sign, but it's right on your sun. So yes, it's very much tying together your faith as well as the questions about your participation in your community, in your social causes, which is so important to you given your sun and Neptune and Mercury and Mars, really everything is in your 11th house there. You're quite a social idealist, and certainly this would precipitate something developing in that regard.
Okay, thank you very much.
You're very welcome.
Thanks, Elaine, for calling in. Have a great day.
Thank you. Bye.
Bye-bye. Excellent. So let's go to caller area code 778. Last four digits are 3238. Hello, caller. You're on the air. What is your first name?
Hi, my name is Annie.
Hi, Annie.
Hi, Jaden.
How are you?
I'm good. How about you?
Great. Will you share with Bill and I your date and time of birth, please?
Certainly. My date is January 31st, 1964. Time of birth is, I'm not really sure about it, but I think it's 6 o'clock Eastern Standard Time.
Is that 6 or p.m. or a.m., do you know?
Yeah, 6 p.m.
6 p.m. And where were you born?
New Westminster, B.C.
Say again?
New Westminster, B.C.
I'm not quite getting that. Newest.
Yeah.
British Columbia.
British yeah. Columbia, but what's the town? N-E?
N-E-W, New Westminster.
Uh-huh. Oh,
like
New
Westminster.
I'm sorry. New
Westminster.
I'm sorry. It was rolling off your tongue there, and I couldn't keep up with you, but that's okay.
Okay.
I just want to make sure I've got you in the right place. So what is your question, Annie?
My question is, if the stars are aligned, or if there's an opening for me to pursue travel as a business and to write a book.
Okay, and you think you're born around 6 p.m., that's correct, right?
Yeah, that's correct.
Oh, okay. Well, what you would have around 6 p.m., what we have at 6 p.m. is you've got Leo rising, and Jupiter's, again, that planet of growth, expansion, good fortune, good luck. We always want Jupiter in a strong position to help us in any endeavor. One of the strongest times in our life, and it'll happen once every 12 years, the planet Jupiter will come into our first house. That can be happening to you if you're born around 6 p.m., even earlier than 6 p.m. this year. In other words, whereas this last year would have been a year of closing up old activities, harvesting the meaning of what you'd done for the last 11 years, and preparing the ground for something new, you should launch a new activity, launch yourself into new activities, travel more, explore more, starting later this fall. And it's like going from having the wind in your face to the wind at your back is what it will feel like. Like all of a sudden I'm being propelled forward and I'm rising up again. That's what Jupiter will make it feel like, probably in the next month or two. And again, with the exact time of birth, I could be a little more exact myself, but certainly it seems to be happening sometime this year. And into next year as well.
Awesome. Okay. Thank you very much.
You're very welcome.
Thanks for calling in, Annie.
Thank you, Jaden.
So, Bill, I'm curious, mm-hmm. do you have my chart in front of you?
Yes, I do, Jaden. I do have your chart.
You just happen to have it. You're giving all these great readings here, and I'm thinking, wait a second, why am I not asking what you're seeing in my chart here?
Okay. What do you want to know?
All right, so let's talk business, because, boy, it's been, well, just like you said to me about a year and a half ago, things were going to start to take off, and it's been this magical whirlwind. And so I guess I'm asking about, I don't know, what am I asking about? Because life is amazing and good. I don't know.
Okay. Well, you've had Jupiter at the top of your chart going through your 9th, 10th, and now your 11th houses. And when it's at the crown of the chart, you would be reaping what you've sown in terms of efforts and energies you've put out there. To the extent you've done your homework, you're feeling pretty good. And this would be a time of increasing social connection and social activity in your life, but also meaning a time to make sure that you're doing your good social work in terms of community activity and social causes as part of what you do in your work, or as part of an extension from your work, would be very important for you now. Whereas Saturn would say, by going through your third house, these next several years, this year it began and next year and the year after, working on communications, working on networking, developing your modalities of communication is what you really are going to be attending to and need to attend to, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Excellent.
But
thank
you're,
you
you're going to have a lot of your friends are helping you, and you're helping your friends right now. That should be happening. And you like to nurture your friends and be nurtured by your friends. And so this is the year that is returned back to you. Your friends will help you in small and big ways. And you should be grateful, of course, but know you're getting what you gave.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah.
Okay.
You're right. That has started, and opportunities are coming all the time, and very grateful for them, for sure.
Yep. Good.
Excellent. Thank you for that. So let's go to another caller here. Let's see who we've got. Area code 760. Hello, caller. You're on the air.
Hello.
Hi. Who's this?
Hi, my name is Joyce. I was born October 8th, 1942, 2:54 p.m. I guess they call that Eastern Wartime, and that was Providence, Rhode Island.
Okay. Let me get that in there. Okay. Joyce, I've got you. What is your question?
Well, let's see. I feel like I've been under a bombardment of planets for more than a few years. The question really is, I'm contemplating a move out of the area I'm in by December, and I wonder if this would be a good thing. And I just say, I've felt suffocated for a lot of years, and I want the sense of freedom that I haven't felt for a long time.
Well, yeah, I mean, yeah, you're quite right. You have had these big planets that are out there, Uranus and Pluto, moving through cardinal signs, Uranus and Aries and Pluto and Capricorn. They've been knocking into your chart there, into your Mars and your Sun for the last couple of years, and that would be feeling like you're literally in a squeeze play, being pushed and pulled. And so I can sympathize with what you've had to endure here. But that will be lifting. They'll move on from these positions and begin leaving you more alone than not. In terms of an indication of change in your chart, one way we measure change is an inner measure of change called progressions. And in your progress chart, your moon is right now moving to the fourth house of the home and family and foundations. And that's a time in a person's life where they often make big changes in their home. it's one of the better times to contemplate or to make a move. So you're quite right to think that maybe it's time to change location or change something about the location as a means towards feeling more secure within myself, feeling more centered, whatever. And that's something that you would be addressing and working on right now. And you can expect some support also from other people because Jupiter is in your seventh house now, and that means good things will come to you via other people. You should seek out advice or support, and you'll find a lot of growth happening in your social life in the coming months. Okay?
Good. I like people. Yes, I'm a sociable person, but I've been in a hole. All right.
Oh, yes. Yes. You're very welcome.
Thanks for calling, Joyce. Have a great day.
Bye-bye.
Bye. So, yeah, Bill, it just occurred to me. So October 1st, we have this last quarter of the year. What are you seeing for in terms of alignments that are, you know, like can affect everyone? What do you, like if you had to
We are going to be dealing with another one of these big, more exact alignments of Uranus and Pluto, but they move so slowly that really we're in it all the time, and that's why the world seems like it's going, it's spinning a lot of rather crazily now in terms of institutions and structures not performing as well as we wish they would or should. But that's all on us, too, to make them better. But in terms of this immediate period of the next few months, there's a beautiful aspect occurring this end of this month, last month, and beginning of this month of three planets lining up equally to each other, Jupiter and Mars and Uranus in the fire signs, providing a lot of inspiration for us and for the planet in terms of our ideals and plans and visions for the future. And that's a net positive for many, many people and for the planet, certainly to have this uplifting energy of belief in a better life, a better world, and being inspired by that. Again, we talked about the new moons and how special they are, but as we've been closing in now in a very special moment in that right now as each sign begins, within a day or so, there's been a new moon. And when you've got a new moon as a sign starts, it's said to be a very special moment, especially if it happens at the beginning of a season. And this December 21st, there's going to be a new moon as the solstice occurs. And that happens not as often as one might think. And when that happens, it's a very special infusion of energy. Many great ceremonies are held in many mystical and other kinds of organizations at a time like that to celebrate this coming together of energy and time that it provides an upliftment for people. And those who have done their work and prepared themselves can be lifted up and reach a new level of consciousness or participation with this help from the universe, let's say. So I'm looking to this very sacred moment occurring at the very end of the year. But, of course, every day is sacred. Every day there's special things happening. But in terms of what I'm looking forward to and want to see how it plays out on the planet, that could be a rather special moment coming up here as the year concludes. Other than that, the planets keep rolling around and spinning around and cascading their energies around and through us, so we're always being affected by something or other, I suppose. But that's the big one on my calendar of events coming up here. There is, as people mentioned, the solar eclipse is coming, and that's always big. There's a full moon eclipse that happens October 8th, and then the solar eclipse the 23rd. Mercury being retrograde starts the 4th and goes to the goes for 3 weeks, and so we're going to be having that till October 25th. But the big event for me is going to be right as the year ends, and we have this very special alignment of new energies at the solstice.
Oh, that sounds terrific. That's something that we can all look forward to then is the December 21st date. And you're right, how nice coming, rolling into the holidays and then into next year. Anything that you see of noteworthy for the first quarter of next year that people can pay attention to? And
well, I haven't given it that much thought. I know we still have Uranus and Pluto still within orbit of each other, still knocking into both individuals' planets and, of course, charts of corporations and of countries. And so we see these effects spilling around the globe in terms of disruptive events that are still going on here. And in terms of major change on the planet, we're at this end of an age that we don't begin the true new age of the Jupiter-Saturn conjunction starting in the signs of air in 2020, and Pluto moving out of Capricorn into Sag, Capricorn into Aquarius in 2022-23. So I'm looking to the 2020s as the beginning of a true dawning of a new age for us and for the planet. And really right now, we're at the ending of an old age, and that's what it feels like, and that's what it's supposed to feel like. But this is a very special moment, because now we have to choose what's worth preserving and passing on into this new age, and what we should strive to maintain and uphold and take care of, and what we should cast aside and let go of as the old, outworn forms that got us to here but can't get us into the next age. So we're in a special moment in history where we're birthing a new world, and taking care to put to bed the old one correctly. But of course, it doesn't go quietly. It's struggling to maintain itself, and the old power centers and structures and ways of doing business or government are still having their way with things. But people are pretty much fed up with it and want the new world to come that they're yearning for, because they know we solved many problems by doing things the way we did them, in terms of our sciences and our productive systems and whatnot. But we created all these problems, and now we have to solve those problems, which means we have to change the way we do what we do. So it's wonderful what we've created down here, but we've also made a mess. now we're trying to say, okay, we want to keep this, we want to lose that, and how do we do this? And but humans are amazing. We are the imagineers, we're the dreamers, we're the visionaries. We keep changing ourselves and changing the world, and we need to do it just ever more consciously so we make less mistakes. That's the point.
That's such a powerful point. I love that. So let's take another caller. We have area code 513. Your last four digits of your phone number is 9323. And hello, caller. You're on the air.
Hi, this is Angie. And my birthday is... Hi, Jaden. How are you?
Great.
Awesome. My birthday is February 18th, 1968 at 4:30 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. And I was born in Georgetown, Ohio.
Georgetown, Ohio. Oh, which one? In Brown?
Brown County? Brown County, yes.
Okay, because you know, that sometimes happens in many states. There's a whole bunch of the same town. And
right.
We astrologers have to say, okay, which one? Okay, so Angie, what's your question?
Well, I'm currently in a high-profile job, and it's very stressful. And I guess my question is, maybe you can tell me how much longer I'm going to be doing this job.
let's see. I do see the need coming up very shortly. Your progressed moon, that inner measure of time, is about in the next month to go into your 12th house, which would be a time to do a lot of soul searching and confronting about your hopes and dreams about your future, as well as confronting the things that prevent that future, the doubts and fears and anxieties that you hold that you need to address to sort of not, you could say, limit yourself or hold yourself back. Indeed, you are at a crossroads in terms of this experience. And I would say your test in life is to keep searching for truth and to keep growing in terms of understanding. And to the extent that you're in an activity or in a function where that can happen, then you're in the right place. But if you feel as if there's no growth for you there in terms of advancing your principles or beliefs or truths, then you need to get out of there. For your own health and well-being. Ideally speaking, with your Venus in the sixth house, you want a workplace that allows you to express your values and is also a beautiful and harmonious place to work in. It sounds like you're not achieving that or having that there as much as you would wish, and that's going to be harmful for you, obviously harmful for anybody, but especially for someone like you. So I don't know what the exact pressures or difficulties are. We, you know, that's something else to consider. But I would say that right now you're gonna be facing the question of your faith and the facing down of your fear, and need to make the decision that, okay, I can change myself and change my life, and I believe in that, then it will happen. Again, the good news for you, like the earlier caller, Jupiter, the greater benefic, and you're lucky, you've got Jupiter rising, so you have a more expansive outlook on life anyways from the beginning of your life, and always can count on things breaking your way when you hold to this. That planet Jupiter's come back into your first house in the last couple of months. So the last year was the last year of an old growth cycle. You've just started a new growth cycle, which means things will break your way. You will have better good fortune and good luck. You should be looking to new projects and activities and expanding your vision. It's a new year for you. This happens once every 12 years, and you should begin to expand again, not be contracting.
All right. Awesome. Thank you very much. Oh, I really appreciate it.
You're very welcome.
Thanks for calling in, Angie.
Bye-bye.
Have a great day. Bye-bye.
Thanks, you too.
Wow.
Bye.
Bye-bye. Awesome, Bill. Awesome. So you have an incredible blog that I love to follow, and I'm so grateful that you post on Facebook all the time. I really enjoy your postings. Will you share with our listeners where they can find your blog and how they can connect with you on Facebook or any other way to connect with you?
Sure. I pretty much anybody sends me a friend request, I say yes still, so that's fine. Or they can just follow. And to find me, I think the best thing, rather than just giving a whole lot of letters, you know, www and all that stuff, just Google my name. Google Bill Attride or Google astrologer Bill Attride, and I'll come up everywhere. It's like, as I post so much, or have, that the postings are there, and then by clicking on the links in those various things that come up in Google or whatever search engine you prefer, you can certainly find your way to me and subscribe to the blog either through email or do it through Facebook. Or I also post on Pinterest and LinkedIn and Instagram. You know, it's this nowadays, it's amazing. I didn't put myself out there for many years. I worked very privately with some very high-end and ordinary people here in New York and around the world, and that's what I love to do, just work with people, and didn't want to make a big thing out of it, just be very private and very spiritual as I saw it. And something hit me over the head a few years ago and said, wait a minute, maybe you should get it out there a little wider. And I began writing the blog, not expecting anything from it, really, except that I would just practice my art of writing. And it was amazing. It's how transformative it's been in terms of having this wider audience and people responding and writing back to me and calling me and getting to know and stimulating me in terms of what I'm thinking. And I realize as I write, I'm learning so much of what I know. You don't know what you know until you start saying it. So that it's been, I don't know, I wish I'd done this long ago, but of course the means to do it are so much more there for us now with all these different interconnectivities that we have with Facebook and LinkedIn and Pinterest and all these things that are in Twitter, that allow people to connect to one another and hopefully have something meaningful, I mean, in the connection in terms of sharing ideas and thoughts, because we're here to develop a greater awareness, and we do that by helping one another, sharing our ideas. We don't know we don't know, and other people can help us and point out things. And so it's so wonderful to be involved in the creative process, and not as a solitary individual, but in a conversation with many, many others. And I'm so grateful for that.
Well, we're grateful for you, Bill. You are such a blessing to many, many people. I love your blog. I love everything you post on Facebook. We eat it up at this household here, and we read it to the kids, and it's really inspiring. And you can find Bill at Bill@Attride, Attride. So look him up, follow him. I know that people can reach out to you for readings, and so that's fantastic. Thank you so much, Bill. Hope you have a fantastic day. I appreciate you coming on Soul to Profit Radio.
I had a lot of fun, Jaden. Thank you for having me. Best to you.
My pleasure.
Okay?
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
So there you go, everyone, the amazing Bill Attride. He is, as you can tell, fantastic in what he does, highly knowledgeable and skilled. I highly recommend him. If you'd like to know more about my work, too, you can visit Jaden Sterling, J-A-D-E-N, Sterling.com. I'm a business acceleration expert. I work with businesses and entrepreneurs to help them expand their presence in the marketplace, to make more money, and to enjoy life more. That is my purpose and what I'm here to do. Love to connect with you and talk with you about how I can be of service to you as well. Again, my website is jadensterling.com. You can also follow me on Facebook. I'm at facebook.com/JadenSterlingWealthWisdom and the number 2. Please go to that page, click on the like button, and opt in to receive my free home study course, a $97 value. It's free, called Manifesting Your Big Dreams and Goals, 7 Lessons of the Super Affluent. Thanks so much for playing, everyone. Have a great week. Remember to do those things this week that fill your soul and your wallet. Take care.
When you don't go to Geico.com, car insurance can be hard. Like early 90s heavy metal hard.
I'm yelling and screaming and I'm loud. Roar!
Geico makes it easy. You can review and update your policy or report a claim on Geico.com or the Geico mobile app. Because shouldn't we all have a little less stress in our lives?
I'm not even upset about anything.
When you don't go to Geico.com, car insurance can be confusing. Like Swedish techno confusing.
Bark, bark, meow, meow. Dance with me, purple cow. Bark, bark, meow, meow. Ooh, you lovely cow.
Geico makes it easy. With 24/7 access, all you have to do is go to geico.com and you could save money on car insurance. It just makes sense. Unlike, you know.
Dance with me, purple cow. I like your move.